It all started, though it might be fuzzy now. It all started when your boss asked you to clear out a house on the edge of the commercial district. The old lady who lived there passed away recently, and her possessions were to be auctioned. So, you've brought the truck, and you have the key to the place. It's nice to be trusted solo, and they said that it would take as long as it takes. So maybe you'll be able to turn this into two trips, and stretch out your paid time securing the contents. The biggest stuff was taken by a moving company, but some of the goods are apparently of a delicate nature, and it's your job to secure them, take photos, and transport them to the warehouse without breaking anything. It's a two-story house with a small yard. The front door has a big knocker in the middle. In fact, the front door looks rather more imposing than the rest of the place. A few windows, there's what looks like a decorative wishing well, and a small pond, now much overgrown with weeds and floating moss. There's a fallen tree blocking the way to the backyard, which you suspect is about the same size. You can get back there through the main house, it looks like. The key is cool in your hand. It's one of those big, fancy, do-not-duplicate ones. You notice bars in the front windows. And when you slide the long key into the lock and turn, you hear more than one set of bolts slamming back. The lady who lived here must have really cared about security. The door creaks loud when you push. It feels heavy, but the hinges slide smooth. You wonder what part of it is creaking. The front hall feels drafty, open. The click of a switch. Wow, big place. Where there would normally be a front room, maybe a living room, a kitchen, this place has been modified. This hall is open all the way to the roof, with a big double staircase that branches either way before curling up to a balcony inside at the second level. A landing running around to at least 8 separate small rooms all around the upper floor. You see doors behind the stairs. One seems to go to a strange closet, and one to the backyard. There is a staircase running under the main one, perpendicular and clearly going down to the basement. The basement door is shut, but you have the keys to the inside doors, too. The light, from the switch you turned on, is coming from a chandelier-like light fixture high above you. But there are so many bulbs, and you notice that the windows in the roof, the skylight, are mostly opaque, but made to bounce light from the chandelier back in. So colored light falls in patterns across the walls and upper landings. Dazzling. Multicolored. You spend a minute just looking at it. The place smells a bit musty. You know the other work crew was here a week ago. No one at the office had wanted to take the job. They were all busy with other things. You decided to clear from the upstairs down. They said there's nothing in the attic, so you ignore the little hatch which is at the corner of the upper balcony. Instead, you turn down one of the side halls and open the first door. Flicking the main light switch seems to have turned on all the lights up here, too. There are fancy sconces in a variety of colors, so there are blue and red and green lights next to some of the doors, made to look like candles in glass containers. Clearly the lady was eccentric, fine, but the place is comfy. No spider webs, a bit of dust, but immaculately clean carpets. The upper landings have still more windows, and as you explore this place, you marvel at her use of space. You're getting increasingly excited for what kind of treasures you might find in here. The first room is a bedroom. The bed's gone, though, but you can see the dents in the carpet where it was. The empty closet, cleared even of clothes. The window in here is of colored glass, like the big ones in the main hall. It makes the room a little closed in, a little darker. Red and blue patches of light on the floor. No particular pattern on the windows, but they are very nice. There is one piece of furniture still in the room. A small and ornately carved nightstand. It has one drawer. You walk to it slowly, across a wooden floor, which you just know once held rugs and carpeting to make it warmer. This room seems like it could be more comfortable, warmer. You walk to the nightstand and pull open its drawer.
Oh, that's quite surprising.
Inside, on rolls of silk, are sex toys, stacked in a kind of layered arrangement. Cock rings, vibrators, nipple clamps, a paddle. The drawer is fully as deep as the large ornate stand, so when you pull it, it has quite a bit of room. You can see little strings that would allow you to pull one velvet and silk roll of toys out to reveal the layer beneath. It's a really neat arrangement, like someone's toolbox unfolding. But also, you're not going to be auctioning those off. The moving crew probably left the table because it was nicer and more ornate than the rest of the room. But maybe they left it so you'd open the drawer and see the contents. You get a laugh out of it, then close it up. Just what kind of person lived here? You'll bring a garbage bag, get rid of the toys, and take the table out to the moving van later. The next room is empty. And the last room in the hallway is special. There is another ornately carved wooden table. But this time, it is a work table entirely filling one wall. And on top of it are more sex toys. These ones are unique in that they seem to be custom made. There are things that you know would vibrate. Various remotes, butt plugs, and anal beads in carved boxes left open. It looks like maybe the lady who lived here made toys. There is also furniture. A stocks, like one might be put in for whipping or humiliation. A chair clearly made for someone to sit on someone else's face in comfort. More things are covered in white sheets, so you begin to pull these aside. You find a sophisticated vibrating pommel horse under one. And then the next. There are two more, but based on the shape of them, you just know these are going to be sex dolls. They're vaguely person-shaped. You know what? You don't think you even have to unveil this one. You just grab the sheet, intending to bundle the plastic thing up and throw it in the bin outside. No one wants a used sex toy, and you don't need to see some old lady's plastic-donged doll. So you... Ugh. This is heavy. Surprisingly heavy. It can't just be a plastic doll. You put it down, having managed to lift maybe an inch of it off the ground with difficulty, and sweep the sheet aside. What is beneath is indeed a doll. A humanoid figure. Really more of a mannequin. But surprisingly, it is feminine. You would have expected some blow-up or plastic masculine hunk with a toy cock. Instead, you find a figure made of glass? Firm and delicate, and somehow slick, as if it had lubricant all over it. But it doesn't. It must be so strange to play with this toy. Not that you're going to. You pull your fingers back quickly after touching the arm of the doll for a second. It's not quite glass. It's like someone took light and poured it over a humanoid frame, light in a faint yellow color. It's opaque, but it looks so thin that it ought to be transparent. Maybe it's been poured over a core like a normal doll, right? There are lips, but Otherwise, the head looks like a helmet. Or a robot's head. You can tell the lips are capable of parting. And between the legs, there is a slit. Visible. Puffy. Incredibly realistic. But other than those areas, obviously intended for interaction, the whole form of the doll is made of that slick, strange, liquid light. That glass that catches light and throws it back. It's gorgeous. Even if it is a little postmodern for a sex doll. You reach out your fingers for more than your initial cursory touch. Certainly, this is a sex toy. But it looks pristine, and it was wrapped up. Surely it's been cleaned. Anyway, you don't plan to touch the holes, of which there are those two visible. But you're sure there's a hole in the rear, too. You come to an immediate conclusion, looking at the patterns of light on the thing. This is a work of art. Usually you'd think no one would want a used sex toy, and this definitely is a sex toy. But the pure artistry of it means, if it got cleaned up, maybe someone would deal in it. Some kind of certificate of authenticity, or just a steep discount. Yes. You have to see the other one. But the act of reaching for the white sheet over the other just doesn't seem to fit into your head. You're staring at the way the light from the bulb overhead reflects off the cool, calming yellow of this one. This yellow doll, you feel happy looking at it. It is undeniably sexual. It has C-cup breasts with prominent nipples, all made of that light-like, glass-like material. Not aroused. This isn't about arousal. The calming shift of the patterns of light. It feels nice, just to look at it. And somehow you never quite get around to unwrapping the second one. You stay like that for some time. The material looks so interesting. You reach out and run one hand over it. Over its breasts, touching the curve of them. It is smooth and very slightly warm. It feels like a glass sex toy. Thick and sturdy and usable. But it is lubricated and somehow pliable. It isn't wet. It isn't sticky. When you pull your fingers away, they are clean and dry. But the entire human-sized doll, the mannequin, really, featureless other than the kissable full lips, pointy nipples, and a slightly parted vaginal opening below. You know if you dug your fingers into the smooth, cool, glass-like exterior of the breast, it would give and spring back. The mysterious material. It is just so interesting and calming, soothing. You watch the light get caught in that glassy surface. Yes, this would sell for a fortune. To see that glassy yellow mannequin is to desire it, to covet it. For the first time ever, you consider appropriating some goods and taking them home. You are already soaking wet. You first got aroused seeing the sex toys, like you caught something from them, some bug, some infection of thought. And now, the dolls. It isn't that surprising. This is a completely nude feminine body of perfect proportions, with nipples standing up. Right down to the bumps you can see on the areola, the ring around the nipples of slightly raised skin. Its head is completely flat and featureless, like a helmet. No ears, no eyes, but the lips, which look plush and luscious, and you think you see the textured inside of its mouth, a tongue. You wonder what it feels like. Which is silly. There's no way you could write or use a tongue in the mouth like that. You could probably put a harness with a dildo on one of the dolls and ride it, which must be what the old lady who lived here used to do. At least that means the orifices of the dolls are clean. That idea sticks to you. How must they feel inside? The heat between your legs is in the driver's seat now. Well, if you're going to touch an orifice. You reach for its crotch, slowly, and touch the exterior. You see there is a small clitoris visible, poking out of an expertly designed hood, obviously for decoration. Your own clit throbs. You push your fingers over the doll. Oops. The doll starts to fall over. You catch it, bracing one of your hands, accidentally on purpose, on the thing's big breast, the pointed nipple brushing against your hand.
More. Please, more. Please. I need it so badly.
It isn't a voice. It's in your head. And your fingers are complying. You pinch the sex toy's clit. Your own clit jolts. You hear a moan. Your own? Someone else's? Inside your head? Outside? Impossible to tell. But you try to pull your hands away. They won't budge. You just manage to tip the heavy yellow doll toward you. It's surprisingly heavy. It must weigh at least as much as you do. Even in the moment, you're falling slowly back toward the carpeted floor. In slow motion, you find the yellow light on its body to be calming, soothing. And then something white moves out of the corner of your eye. The other sheet. It falls away, revealing another doll. Identical, except it is a deep, deep red. It catches you, scooping its arms under yours, and pushes its breasts, a bit bigger than the yellow ones, against your back. This isn't some accidental fall. The doll is moving on its own to catch you. You cease falling, now scooped entirely into the arms of the red one behind you, sandwiched between two dolls, which are laying you slowly on the floor. Your hands are stuck to the yellow one, boob and pussy awkwardly splayed. You kick your legs, but the yellow one is pulling your pants off. The yellow one is pushing its face to your crotch, which slows down its progress removing your pants. But it just seems to be inhaling. Sniffing, in fact. You don't see nostril holes. When your pants are out of the way, it grudgingly removes its face long enough to pull them down past your crotch, then pushes its face up against your underwear. You feel the creature's hot breath against your pussy through the cloth. You're soaked. You were soaked before, but its tongue is pushing now. The tongue does slide out of its mouth, and it is unnaturally, immensely long, pushing through the fabric of your underwear, spreading your pussy lips. radiating heat, moisture. It is obsessed with your body already. Immediately. You're so wet. The red one can't take your shirt off. Not with your hands stuck to the yellow one. So Red reaches out, grabs your arm, and you find you can let go of the yellow. Finally, a hand free. Except, no. Touch her. She is soft. She is gentle. Touch her. I want to watch you touch her. I want you to touch her for me. This voice is firmer, and it comes from the red one behind you. Your wrist is stuck in its grip. In the moment your hand was off of Yellow's pussy, your shirt got slipped off, and you're shocked at how efficiently the red one, a deep, dark red, and your pussy is soaked looking at it, thinking about it. The yellow isn't just yellow. The red is not just red. You know instinctively that there is more information passing into your brain from observing these dolls than the mere color. The colors convey things. Even while the two are rubbing their pliable, slippery bodies all over you, the yellow one rubbing her blank face over your pussy through your underwear, extending her tongue, massaging you with the force you can feel even through the fabric. You are still feeling calm. The yellow one is the only one you can clearly see, for the red is behind you, whispering, snuggling, rubbing all over you, stripping you. The more bare you get, the more you're in contact with their intriguing material. Something about the yellow one. Calming, peaceful, relaxing. All the tension in your body is just going away. Which makes it very easy for yellow to slip off your underwear. Your hands are stuck to yellow. On her breasts, massaging them. They feel so good. Is it in your head? Is it a real sound? Her lips aren't forming words, moans, anything. Because now, your underwear are down and her huge tongue is running right against your wet sex. An incredible texture. The slipperiness of lubricant. But there is nothing sticky. Nothing wet. It is just a property of the yellow, light-spun stuff the doll's soft lips are made of. The tongue has saliva. Of some sort. She's painting it all over your exterior lips before pressing deeper, more sensitive folds. The red one grabs your arms, grabs you by the wrists. This brings some of her red skin into sight. Red. Reflective. Her fingers grip your wrists, and a hot signal runs from them down between your legs into your clit. Your pussy is relaxing, and your clit is standing out of its hood. So much bigger than usual. Though unsticking your hands from the yellow doll was impossible, the red one seems to be able to pull your hands away. And then she slides you out of her lap, laying you down on the soft floor, moving you like a puppet. Red's huge tits come into view, and one is pushing against your lips, covering your face. She has your hands held above your head, pinned to the ground, which leaves your entire body now at least exposed with the clothes pulled out of the way. Yellow is grinding on your leg, her legs on either side of one of her own, and her mouth in your lap. There is definitely a tongue in that pliable orifice. It is pushing inside you. The tongue is so long, though, it is diving inside, and because it is soft and squishy and made of muscle, it stretches your walls while giving under any squeezing of your pussy. So precise, so impossible. And it is wet, unlike the lube-like but dry skin of the dolls. Red is moving to one side, turning, but her breast is always hot and heavy on your face, obscuring sight. Less sight means more sensation. Yellow has stopped her licking and slid her tongue away. You take a few deep breaths, but you end up smelling a faint sweetness from the red one. And your vision is full of red light. The yellow one helped you relax, but exposure to that red color is pushing more arousal into your head. So fucking horny. Your hips buck upward. Your legs are pinned under yellow's weight, and red is still holding your hands. The two of them begin grinding and humping. Red has brought one of your hands up between her legs, where you feel just how hot her pussy is. She's moaning, grinding, dominantly asserting movement upon you. The way she feels, your pussy feels like that. Yellow, who has abandoned your sex, is licking down, down, under your pussy. Her tongue feels pliable, but more like her external material than a real tongue. Yellow's wet, lubricated, impossibly long tongue gently licks down between your ass cheeks, which she is spreading with her hands. She is now touching your legs all over, trying to expose as much of her skin to your body as she can. Yellow pushes her tongue against your rear entrance, lubricating with long, slow, hot licks. The feeling is all the more emphasized because of how your pussy was teased with the potential promise of a tongue fucking just a moment ago. But now you're wet and empty. And Red pulls her breast off your face, so you see her lips upturned in a wicked grin. Yellow has flipped herself over to face the ceiling, laying on her back on the floor, and pulled your body up enough to scoot her head underneath so she can better begin to work her tongue into your ass. She has laid one of your legs over her body, between hers, and is squeezing down on it with her thighs, humping, massaging her pussy against your lower leg while her tongue teases your ass, the one wet part of her lubricating you. Meanwhile, Red is climbing up atop you, reverse cowgirl, facing towards your feet. Her hands are still on your wrists, so she is leaning back and pushing her pussy into sight. And when you try to squirm your hands, just experimentally, you find you are stuck. Even if you disengaged her fingers, you're still stuck to whatever wonderful substance makes them up. Stuck to her. You extend your tongue and slip it inside her pussy. It is so strange to make contact with that red material. It feels like glass, but pliable, safe, soft, just lubricated, smooth. Your tongue slides along it. Surely this creature can't feel anything, but the red one rolls her hips. You hear her moan. You remember the captivation of staring at light reflected in yellow, how much it helped you calm down, how placid it made you feel. Red is quite the opposite. Her thighs are around your head. She is all around you. Though her counterpart abandoned orally serving your pussy, you are still so wet. Maybe even more so, with yellow licking your ass eagerly, willingly. To think you wondered how the person who owned these before had any fun with them. Now you know. The more you see the red light, the more you're sure of your earlier conclusion. More than just color as passing into your brain when you observe these dolls, these creatures. The light reflected on their body carries some extra message. In the case of yellow, this was calming, docility-inducing. But seeing red makes you grind your ass down onto the yellow one's face. You desire to dominate, to press control upon her. You push your tongue into red's pussy at the same time, tasting her. Any question, you try to form questions about how they are doing this, about what they are. But the thoughts get too wet, just like your pussy. And they slip away while yellow tongue fucks your butt and red rides your face and your pussy is untouched. So desperate, desperate to come. You grind your ass back and forth, the long tongue pushing inside of you. Yellow has continued going to work, teasing your butt. You know she's going to thrust her tongue in and out. That this is pushing against parts of your clit that are deeply nestled in your body. A spot in your butt with the pressure of yellow's tongue bringing you close. When you think about the yellow one, you feel a kind of joy. A long loneliness satiated. A void fulfilled. The edge of a door opened, a possibility revealed, and the wet, hot feeling of her tongue is spreading. The way she is worshipping your body helps. Your ass is sending jolts of pleasure that lead your pussy to positively gush, and now you're thinking about your pussy. And how your juices are running down onto the yellow one. Most of her body just feels like that slick, lubricated, pliable glass. But her tongue is wet, and it probes your ass, slipping inside easily. She seems ecstatic. You clench your ass. Not that it matters when something is so lubricated and flexible. But when you clench down tight on the hot, wet tongue, her whole body jolts and she begins humping your leg. She felt it. She's feeling it in her tongue, feeling sexual pleasure as she worships your ass and humps your leg and is just in contact with you. You didn't think her pussy was leaking any juices. But now, there is a spreading, wet, lubricated heat coming from the place on your leg where she is humping against you. Except, it is defying gravity. Spreading. You've been trying to squirm, But now you relax and manage to tilt your head to look down at your body, down to see yellow bouncing around, humping the underside of one of your legs, her face under your ass, her boobs visible between your legs as she faces upward to push her tongue up into your ass, slowly, gently, teasing. You realize it at the same moment you feel her tongue start pushing against the walls of your ass, causing stimulation indirectly to the internal parts of your clit, causing referred pressure and pleasure from stimulating inside your butt. You realize that there is a spreading yellow material flowing from her pussy connected to your leg. You try to squirm your leg, but that leg no longer obeys. Instead, when you send a signal down to move that leg away from her snatch, which is rapidly assimilating your skin in the light spun yellow material, you feel a great wave of relaxation. Thinking about that leg opened a door, and the message contained in the yellow light spun creation is flowing back up to your brain, soothing, relaxing. This all happens in no time at all, as her tongue begins pushing your buttons from within. Your pussy is drenched, soaked. Your ass squeezes, yellow moans. And you think the stuff on your leg spreads that much quicker. It doesn't really feel like anything now. If you try to access how your leg feels, all you feel is the spreading relaxation signal. Your brain consciously deciding to relax. The stuff spreading on your leg feels like the decision to relax and go with the flow. And then Red grinds her pussy on your face. She has let go of your wrists and leaned forward. So her pussy is over your face, and she is facing towards your feet, bringing her mouth down between your legs and locking you in a 69. Red is atop you, and yellow is underneath. You realize it will be very difficult to think, to focus, or to keep your cool if Red begins to lick the inside of your pussy, to push her tongue inside. You think this in a detached kind of way. It's not like you're going to do anything about it. You're not sure if you could move your arms anyway. She pushes her tongue out of her mouth and begins licking your clit. Wet. Hot. You grind onto Yellow's face more, grinding your ass back toward the floor and thus riding Yellow's tongue while Red assails your clit. Oh, so good. Red is pushing her pussy up against your face. Your tongue isn't as long and thick as theirs. Theirs are impossibly powerful and wet and lovely. And you know they love how you taste, and Red is rubbing your legs and thighs the same way Yellow was. You feel something pouring out of Red, covering, coating. It's sliding onto your lips from her pussy, too, but somehow you keep licking. You feel it so wet, hot, coating you. You want it to coat you more. An external want, working inward. Her perfectly lubricated skin means it ends up achieving just the right mix of friction and slide. Having her simply lay on top of you is like getting an erotic massage. She's lubricated, and she touches all the right spots. When her tongue slips past your lips, and you slide your tongue into her in turn. Taste the sweet elixir of what passes for pussy juices on these creatures. You realize her fluids are flowing over and down your cheeks, chin, onto your chest. Your nipples, pushing against her red-suited abdomen, are so pointy, and the stuff is flowing off her, onto you. The same stuff making up her red suit. The stuff of lust. Your clit throbs. It swells to a size you didn't think possible. The limits of your body. This makes it that much easier for her to lick it and grind the flat of her tongue down onto your clit, which sends thought-disrupting jolts through you. Yellow isn't helping. The tongue pushing against the walls inside your ass, pushing on your insides with its perfect, pure strength, helps this process. The process you are going through. But it is the red color of her blank, featureless head reflecting the light, and the feel of her tongue in your pussy that is keeping you too wet and hot to think. Yellow keeps licking, now using her hands to spread your ass while she humps your leg, and instead only sends back feelings of joy and peace and relaxation when you attempt any movement with it. Your pussy is becoming like that too. The more red licks it. But because the red color means lust, means sexual desire, your clit is reporting results pretty similar to how it was before. And the red one, pinning your shoulders with her knees, grinding her pussy on your face while her friend licks your ass, is eating you out. And you're licking her because she's so sweet. And when she feels it, you do too. A dim echo. The more you lick her pussy and enjoy the unique, smooth, cool sensation of the doll's covering, the more you feel it echoing back. She's loving this. She's grinding her pussy against your face now. She has contorted, impossibly flexible, impossible and precise, and so aware. She is climaxing. You know it because your own senses get washed away. A small one, but the first of many. A storm that will continue as long as you lick, growing ever more aware. And aware that each of them is delicately aware of you as well. Aware of all your skin, despite having no visible way to see. It wasn't just the lubrication of the skin. Surrender. Sink. Drink. Relax. Inside. I want you inside. You need to be prepared. You push your tongue into Red's pussy with renewed fervor. Your hands are free. You can move them, but you grab her ass and begin to knead it, feeling the luscious globes of it in your hands and spreading, massaging, memorizing. She is perfect. Your pussy cannot hope to resist. Thoughts like these and more arrive in your head, and you're throwing your head back, moaning, crying out. Not because you want it to stop, but because your pussy is now completely covered and being filled inside with the red, wonderful stuff. The covering. The stuff of lust. Just as the signal from the yellow one helped you relax, Red is now filling you with lust and dripping it into your mouth and throat from her pussy, and into your sex from her tongue exploring your pussy. The red covering, the tongue pushing deep within. You know it's there. Her pussy is gushing and squeezing around your tongue, but the red material that makes up her suit has already spread to your pussy, your face, your chest. It's hopeless. Nothing for it now but pleasure. Yellow humps your leg, and your leg pushes back, pushes down to let her grind her pussy lips against the muscles of your lower leg. Her material, the yellow, spreading up, up and out, from everywhere she is touching you. Your pussy feels enhanced, bigger in your mind. It occupies more of your thoughts. Certainly your clit feels bigger, with that sheath of the red one's material covering it. Lick me. Taste me. You manage to distinguish the red one's command from the yellow one's mewling begging. In fact, with her tongue teasing inside your rear, the yellow one below you is more transmitting, broadcasting feelings instead of words. Feelings like need, feelings like joy. The red one slides your clit, which is much padded with a sheath of the red, glistening, light-made material. She slides it in and out of her mouth. You thought having the yellow and red materials beginning to cover your body, to steal away sensation, to infect your thoughts. You thought it would insulate you from sensation. You were wrong. Red's pussy wrapping around your tongue, your doll material covered pussy. You feel it as if this were skin on skin, as if you had no protection at all from her tongue licking you. No. More. More intensely than before. You taste inside her. Inside her. So sweet. And you do not need to see to know. When an explosive wave of pleasure arrives in your head and you're smiling, smiling with your mouth in contact with the red one's pussy and her mouth in contact with yours, smiling with your tongue eagerly answering her sweetness and savoring the sweetness of whatever drug-like, heady, pheromone-filled joy her pussy juices have been replaced with. You know the yellow and red have met, forming a new orange color, the coating upon your body, somewhere between your legs, attractively coating the outer lips of your pussy, making the line smoother, more attractive. You know that your body is being covered. Covered. It's spreading over your lips now, and it feels so hot, so good. Both colors will coexist on your body for a while, and eventually they will mingle to make you a new color. Yellow thoughts, relaxation and joy. Red thoughts, pure lust and arousal. And red is moving like a machine. One second you're fully inside her, tongue pushing within, the next fully outside. Her hips riding up and down. And that is to say nothing of how happily her tongue is working. Yellow's tongue in your ass, red's in your pussy. Your clit pushing against the base of her tongue, closer to her mouth, so you ride the waves when she thrusts with the same hot, wet muscle that is also rubbing your clit. Your pussy is too excited for you to think coherently. You enjoy the way she feels on your tongue, and how responsive her body is to the tiniest lick. Her pussy that can vary from incredibly tight to loose enough that you slide your tongue out in a slick, juiceless second. They have sexual fluids, but their pussies are coated on the inside with that same material, making it unnecessary to have lubricant of any kind. All the fluid is doing is filling your head. Wet, sweet, delicious. You kiss as more and more of your body vanishes into the hazy fog of arousal or relaxation or the mingling and meeting of the two. Your hips are clenching, squeezing tight. You feel the muscles that will be involved when your pussy gushes and comes. You feel them firing pleasure up to your brain. You're going to come around the red one while the other one is licking your ass, fondling your butt all over, and humping herself silly on your leg. They're both enjoying it. You notice how you keep all your sensation through the material, how you can feel everything just perfectly, even with the material in the way. It isn't in the way. It is an intensifier. It is joy. It is pure liquid heat all over your pussy, and being stroked there is sending that red light of lust into your brain to dance around. You know you're getting more intense sensations added. From the yellow one licking your ass, that's where the red and yellow covering coatings are meeting. Around and about your inner thighs. But individual sensations are hard to make out. There's more just a haze of pleasure. You're murmuring, yes, 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 more, 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 and loving that. For a moment, yellow slips her tongue out of your ass, and the material begins to flow in, filling your ass, fucking it in a gentler way than her tongue, coating your insides, beginning to mash and vibrate the spots that make you twitch the most. Your pussy is squirting now. You don't know what you're squirting. You just know that your mind is going with it. You feel it. You feel that hot squirt as if you were firing those streams of your old life, old way, old thoughts. As if you were shooting them into your own body. But you know you are squirting them upon and against Red's tongue. She is feeling it, responding with heightened sensitivity, feeling everything much better than before. You lick. You spasmodically, continuously lick while riding Yellow's face harder, 69ing with Red, each of you eating each other out. They both moan internally, a rain and storm of moans. Once the stuff had flowed in, coating your rear, pressed on your internal muscles, Yellow disengaged herself from your butt and began licking your now material-covered ass only once it was completely coated in the oversensitive stuff. You must look just like them, that material. Now coating you, covering you, coming. You're coming. A different color. Your new color. The color of your thoughts. Red is coming atop you, her tongue no longer pushed into your pussy, but licking the outside instead, soothing as you orgasm, but keeping you on edge, too, because of your sudden emptiness. She is right against you. Her boobs pushed onto your body. The two of you now covered in the same material. The three, for yellow is gently licking her way up your body, and you feel the tongue, despite, or perhaps because of, the material in the way. You feel the tongue as a warm, wet, overwhelming thing, so comforting, like her coloration, coming, climaxing, amplified. You thought you were done, but the two of them now cuddle you, one from each side, the three of you. The lines between the three of you blurring. There was an orgasm, is the orgasm, pumping away, coloring your thoughts. And red and yellow's sexual satisfaction at your proximity. Both of them are trailing their fingers over your pussy. They like your body. You know they like your body. All over. Your breasts, your pussy. You feel the bare edge of Yellow's thought that she'd like to lick your ass once more. And then there is the rising action of the background. The rising action of pleasure, but of a more soothing sort. Shared comfort. The three of you, together, rising, building, more pleasure, more bonding, more togetherness. You are here together, laying on this floor. You are still soaked. Your pussy is excited and hungers for touch. It might always be that way. The stuff inside of you periodically pushes on your most sensitive spots, touching your clit from within, and you leak juices. Your tongue and your clit both have some material, some lubricant. So that's one difference between you and they, for you are not sure their tongues had saliva per se. So much lubrication and slipperiness might just be the illusion of their perfectly sliding, slick-like, but ultimately dry bodies. You try to hold on to this thought as you realize, somewhere on your body, the material of the suit, the yellow and the red, has covered the last inch of your skin. This joining is like a flash, a storm. It sends you soaring. You grip yellow and red by the shoulders, pulling them against you, tight and hot. They begin kissing your neck, chest, anywhere they can reach, each with one hand on your pussy, still moving them in tandem. It all blurs together. No longer your, but our. Everything is shared. Shared property, shared joy. The joy transfers from you, feeling it for a moment, passes into one of them, and from her to the other, then back to you. Gaining purchase, speed, and power, you rise, and experience an orgasm which has nothing to do with your sex, or even your body, but your spirit. You see a color, not the yellow or red of the other two, but an orange all your own. With a flame banked amid the joy of belonging, it is no less explosive than orgasm, localized in your head, localized in your hands, in contact with them, with us, with the we of your cuddle pile upon the floor, dripping saliva and periodic gushes of your sexual fluid. It takes a long time, but eventually you come down. But now, there is more than one you. Nodes of some tripartite consciousness. All of you are of the same flesh. That pliable light. You know your color, in a vague way. the color localized in the body your nerves occupy, or once occupied. And your color is lust and relaxation, the inevitability of substance and sexual ache. The yellow one is twining her legs playfully with yours, but you are also twining your legs with your own. The sensations echoed back from a magnified yet fragmented consciousness. Some things are more strongly yours. For example, the ache between your legs, from your buttocks, or the fact that you're aware of their pussies and breasts as much as you are your own. So grinding together would be twice as good as it once was. You are still so very wet. And despite what you thought, when the stuff poured over your face, over your eyes, you're still able to see afterward. See perfectly. See with all your skin, with the air around you touching your body. The dull and rising sexual sensitivity. Soon you'll be integrated. Soon you'll be a part of them. Soon every movement of a current of air will have you groaning and contorting. Red has you laying in her lap and is running her fingers along your scalp. You feel everything, though your new suit, new skin, new self is in the way. You feel every touch. No wonder they wanted you so badly. You want to couple. You want to fuck. You think about doing so and feel yellow contort, hear her moan, your desire to fuck her transmitted along the lines. Without moving, without stirring or sliding yourself against her, you feel her squeezing hard, her thighs twined with yours, scissoring you, but without the movement. Hear her moans. You needn't thrust your hips, only think about thrusting. That is how it'll be from now on. Fucking one another, covering one another in bliss, in orgasm, from within, with the repetitive thought of thrusting. No wasted energy, just perfect unison, ever increasing. The group mind, so wonderful. You wish everyone knew this. And there's no way of telling how long you lay that way together. Until you hear the door open from the hallway and quickly pull the sheets over yourselves, waiting for the right moment.
Hello? Is anyone there? I'm here to appraise some things. The office sent me over. Anyone here?